There are lots of holiday announcements for Walt Disney World, from 4th of July to Halloween to Christmas parties at a new Disney park. New pass holder discounts are arriving soon, and there are Disney Plus discounts as well. All of this plus some breaking news tweets and more on episode 146 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. It is episode 146 of the Mickey File Podcast. I am Scott, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
So, it's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week.
We've had, again, all kinds of stuff going on.
Yep.
We did get away to Busch Gardens Saturday. Got to hang out with our friend John Self and a new friend, Tom.
Yes. We had a lot of fun with them. Introduced them to a new restaurant.
We did. Local not restaurant. At the park.
Exactly.
Busch Gardens is pretty cool. They had free beer.
They did.
I rode the Scorpion for the first time in like 25 years. And maybe 30.
And I actually filmed and took pictures of you guys riding it.
That was the first roller coaster I ever rode that went upside down. So it was kind of cool.
It is cool.
So it was a little bit rough because it's like a 40-year-old roller coaster that goes upside down with just a lap bar and still just a lap bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's been working for 40 years.
Yeah. Why change it?
But it was, I would say it was rough, like Spacebound rough. Like it was a little.
Kind of the same time frame.
It's about 10 years younger than Space Mountain.
But technology hadn't changed a whole lot back then.
Let's see. Let's Google stuff. Yeah, but it goes upside down. Like, it's cool.
Ooh.
Straight up and over, too. Not like a corkscrew kind of upside down thing or any of that. When did the Scorpion open at Busch Gardens Tampa? May 16, 1980, so it's 5 years younger.
Okay.
Says it pulls 3 Gs. It was a super smooth, like, loop. Like, it really is. Even still, it's a super smooth loop.
Yeah.
Height restriction is 48 inches. Hmm? Go upside down.
Well, it's because it's a lap bar.
With just a lap bar.
Right. That's why.
And that was part of the conversation we were having. That's a recent development. It used to be 42 inches till not very long ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
It is when you consider some of the stuff at Disney that doesn't go upside down.
Yeah.
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 But anyway, it was cool. It was a very fun time. We tried some food. We got free Bud Light. It's funny that it's still Bud Light.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's Busch Gardens, but it's not owned by Anheuser-Busch anymore, so.
Right.
Anyway, so, yeah, we did Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about that anymore tonight. Anyway, good seeing John. We may be doing it again this weekend. We'll have to see if we can work it out.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to Disney Saturday to see some friends.
Yes.
Some dear, dear friends.
Yes. And I believe we're going to Magic Kingdom.
Cool. I haven't been there in a while.
I know.
I haven't been there in a while.
I know. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. Because I miss Magic Kingdom Day at TDC.
I know. It's a bummer.
I am one of the few people who have been to both TDC meetups, you and I both.
Yes.
You have to count Dave and Tony Ann because they were there, and Veronica.
Yes.
It may just be the five of us.
Maybe.
Tom Ellison didn't make the second one. Kevin Curtis Allen didn't make the second one.
Yep.
So it may just be the five of us.
Mm-hmm. The core.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Michael. Good God. How did I forget Michael?
Michael, it's Tony Ann and Michael. It's kind of a...
Right. But that's six of us.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got that going for us, which is nice. So, yeah, there's news, cool news stuff.
Yes.
Lots all of kinds cool. of holiday stuff.
Yeah. Well, they had teased us with things are coming out on these days.
Yeah, yeah. Halfway to the holidays.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Right.
They're big on this halfway stuff now.
They are. They really are. Because that's when they're doing the halfway, and then you know that that's when they're dropping the party dates.
Yeah, yeah. So I know that we discussed this last week, but it still kind of gets to me that halfway to the holidays is in June, but halfway to Halloween is in April.
Right, because it's...
which is not halfway to actual Halloween.
Right.
But whatever, it's all for hype.
Yeah.
So, anyway, no housekeeping, so let's go ahead and kick off news.
All right.
You want to kick off the breaking news, and we can do like read Scott Gustin's Twitter feed, because this just came across like a few minutes ago.
You can go ahead with the breaking news.
Yeah, we'll do this, and it'll be the Scott on Scott deal. Christine McCarthy is apparently leaving her role as CFO of Disney. Suddenly, without notice. 4 hours ago, this actually came out. But she is stepping down from her role. This is according to Scott Gustin, breaking. Christine McCarthy is stepping down from her role as Disney's chief financial officer and taking a family medical leave of absence. That is not capitalized, so I don't know if that actually means FMLA or just a description. Kevin Lansberry, executive vice president and chief financial officer of Disney Parks, Experience, and Products, will serve as interim CFO effective July 1st. McCarthy's last day will be June 30th. This may be a typo. It says her last day of leave and Her last day of leave and employment at Disney will be June 30th, 2024. She will serve in the strategic advisor role during her leave and when or if she returns to the company after leave. Bob Iger, all of this is per Scott Gustin, says McCarthy is stepping down from her CFO role as she takes family medical leave, but is graciously offered to move into an advisory position to assist her successor in assuming the duties she has so expertly handled these many years. That is a real miss on Bob Iger's part.
As far as?
He missed out on such a golden opportunity for his quote to be, to assist her successor in assuming the duties she has so expertly handled, lo, these many years. It just would have been much classier to include the word lo in there.
Okay.
Just saying. Much more Dickensian. There we go.
Okay. You're funny.
This is pretty cool, per Scott Gustin. This is awesome. Kevin Brassard, the original Indiana Jones from the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular at Disney MGM Studios, and Michelle Waitman, who started her career by portraying Marion in the show, were invited to the Dial of Destiny premiere last night.
Oh, that is cool.
That is. That's super cool.
Yeah.
And got a cool picture with Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. Like, I've seen things where he was like, oh, I begged for Han Solo to be killed for 35 years. And never heard him say that about Indiana Jones.
No.
It's kind of funny.
That is funny. But I like that Gustin put Disney's MGM Studios.
Well, that's what it was at the time.
I understand that, but I still like the fact that he actually used it.
Yeah. Also, Marvel Studios' The Incredible Hulk arrives tomorrow on Disney+. Yeah. Universal's distribution rights expired this month, 15 years after the film's theatrical release in 2008. So that's the one with Ed Norton.
Oh, that's the better one, isn't it?
I don't know. I really like Ed Norton, but I don't know. I just don't feel like the Hulk has been done very well as a character since Lou Ferrigno. No, I mean, seriously, like none of the movies, like.
No, they didn't do it the same justice. No.
Nobody ever talks about it in the movies.
Yeah.
You know. What else is premiering? Let's see, on Disney Plus, Friday, July 7th. The Skeleton Dance. That is super cool.
I love that one.
I'm really surprised. I thought that was already on there, but I guess not. Building a Building from 1933, Bath Day 1946, Figaro and Frankie 1947, Goofy Gymnastics, that was super cute, Aquamania, Barnyard Olympics, this is Friday, August 11th, Barnyard Olympics, Mickey's Steamroller, Donald's Nephews, Goofy and Wilbur, Donald's Cousin Gus, and the Flying Jalopy. Those are all from 1932 to 1943. And just some more over the next few months. 28 newly restored Walt Disney Animation Studios classic shorts will begin being released on Disney Plus to celebrate Disney 100. So they'll be released up to and including through October and will feature Mickey and Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, Chip and Dale, Oswald, and more.
Cool.
That's probably enough because we jumped ahead of our normal format.
So, just a little?
Yeah, just a little. So, anyway. You know what we have in common with Disneyland until tomorrow?
What's that?
Neither one of us currently have a working Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I know you're still bitter. I am too, actually.
But it, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride will be reopening June 16th at Disneyland, but closing again on July 24th to allow for the second half of refurbishment work to be completed.
Oh, because they're kind of doing
it. Will open in its entirety on August 11th.
Yeah, so they're allowing for the 4th of July time. That's yeah. Basically what they're doing.
Yeah. So they did half of it. Now they're doing another half.
Mm-hmm.
This, we will get to part of this in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is super annoying. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. Nighttime Spectacular will only be shown during Disney Jollywood Nights.
I know. But you
so
did $159 say it the
if you want to see that.
But you did say it the right way.
Yeah.
That is how you have to say Jingle Bell.
I know. Bam. I know. Toy Story Land characters in Hollywood attire, though, expected for it. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind Holiday Remix overlay will not return this year, which is fine. It was not great.
No. It was just a song, and I didn't like the song.
No, right.
It didn't do anything.
Right. We wrote it multiple times, and it took a while to get into what the song even was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, there's Scott on Scott.
Whoa.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Not off the rail already, babe.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, let's get to the regular news now. Okay.
Celebrate America.
Well, I do want to say something real quick. Sorry. Although I have had my differences with Christine McCarthy, I do wish her well.
Yes.
I'd like to say that. Best of health to her and her family. And yeah. And I hope she does a better job than Bob Iger at picking his successor. but Bob gets another chance. Maybe she will too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celebrate America, a 4th of July concert in the sky, returns July 3rd and July 4th at 9:20 p.m. at the Magic Kingdom. So like last year, it was kind of announced last minute. So this time they're actually announcing it ahead of time.
Are they? It's like 2.5 weeks.
Last time they actually didn't even announce it until like the 2nd of July.
I feel like it was longer than that. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe we just assumed it was going to be.
But, we did, but.
But they are still announcing it. I mean, it's like 18 days from now.
I know.
So
I'm still excited about it.
Yes.
Disney premieres Once Upon a Studio 100th Anniversary Animated Short at Annecy Film Festival, which will release later in 2023.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Disney Visa card member Darth Vader meet and greet returns to Disney's Hollywood Studios launch bay.
When?
Apparently now.
I didn't even realize it wasn't there.
Well, Chewbacca was in his place. And now Chewbacca's going somewhere else.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. Maybe he'll take the place of the Mandalorian and that too.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of already had been. He's been walking around there for 4 years.
Yeah. Run Disney is adding new virtual races with the new 12K of Christmas, which is 3 4K races.
Okay, that's cool.
I think it's just, so it has a Christmassy theme.
Yeah.
So I thought it was kind of cool. The event sign up opens July 25th on Run Disney. Obviously, more details to follow.
Right. So there is the first ever open world Star Wars game being announced. It'll be on Xbox Showcase or being announced at the Xbox Showcase 2023. I need to actually read what this is about because I'm not exactly sure how it's different than Knights of the Old Republic. Other than that was kind of story driven as far as where you could go. And so maybe this is going to be more of a traditional go wherever you want to, when you want to.
Oh, before you couldn't do that?
No, it was a MMORPG, but you could only kind of do what they told you to do, where an open world is, here's the world, run around, hope you're high enough level for the zone you go into and you don't get killed right away, but... Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly clear from what has been released so far how it differs from Knights of the Old Republic. So we'll have to see what that's about. It could be very exciting.
Okay. You can bring...
There's still a gajillion people playing World of Warcraft and that thing's been out for like 20 years, so...
Yeah. Cool. So there have been huge announcements for holiday happenings the past 3 days. So they announced on June 13th about Disneyland. So Mickey and Minnie's new 2023 holiday outfits are mid-century modern inspired looks that are going to be at Disneyland Park. They haven't announced what it's going to be here.
I know what a mid-century modern house is.
The outfits are really cute.
Okay. I'll have to look those up.
I mean, they're not like too ornate, but they're just kind of classy. I think that's the best way of describing it. Classy.
Okay.
The It's a Small World holiday overlay will also return to Disneyland. Those are the two big things for holidays they announced.
Okay. On June 14th, they announced for Disney Cruise Line, kind of the big deal, they'll be having Mickey and Minnie's holiday party and a new Very Merry Time tree lighting ceremony on the first night of sailings. So... We're going to be going like December 18th.
Yes.
On the Wish.
Yes.
So at first I thought, oh, it's like a Pirate Night thing. But there's no way the Christmas tree is like on the upper deck, right? It's got to be in the lobby.
It's in the lobby.
In the atrium or whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's a 3-story Christmas tree.
Yeah. So, okay. So it's going to be, in the, what do they call it? Grand Hall?
Yeah.
Grand Hall.
Grand Hall.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
I think that's really cool. I know. I'm really excited about that. All right. Then for Walt Disney World, there's a lot that came out today for Walt Disney World.
Amen.
Yes. There's a new nighttime holiday party at Disney's Hollywood Studios this year. It's called Disney Jollywood Nights. It's only going to be on 10 select nights, starting November 11th through December 20th. The party is from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. with the ticket you can get in at 7 p.m.
Okay.
The tickets are available for resort guests starting on June 29th and then available for all guests on July 6th. The ticket prices are going to range from $159 to $179 per person. The Rise of the Resistance is going to be available via virtual queue during the event.
Yeah, and we'll get, because it's the next thing on our list, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which will run from November 9th to December 22nd. Tron is going to be virtual queue during it.
Right.
And big props to the Disney marketing department, because they're saying that the rides will be on virtual queue, so you don't have to waste so much time waiting in line.
Well, that's a good way of doing it, though, of
it
promoting it.
It's definitely a good way of promoting it.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Yes.
Very Merry Christmas Party tickets will be $159 to $199. That's cheaper, because they were like $249 the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I know the year before last was not Very Merry.
Right.
It was whatever they called it.
But last year I thought it was like, I'm pretty sure it was $249 for like the last night.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it was.
Yeah. So that's 25 nights they have for the Christmas party.
Right.
So I think that's very cool. Cinderella's Castle at Magic Kingdom has a brand new Frozen-inspired entertainment piece that'll illuminate the castle in a whole new way. It's going to be called Frozen Holiday Surprise. So they're not.
So it's not just going to be the lights.
Right.
And it's not just going to be like projections of the castle gift wrapped.
Right.
Going to be projections of something else.
Right. And it's going to be available during regular park hours and during the Christmas parties.
Yeah. And that's been the case.
Yes.
Well, 2 years ago. I don't remember what they. Yeah, they did that last year too.
Yes.
But. You know, it was every night and including the parties.
They just made a point of saying it was available that way.
I'd rather see the projections are very cool. I would rather see Elsa come out and do the weird way she waves her hands and then all the lights come on the castle.
I know, but it was very cool.
Not everything needs to be new. Just saying.
Right. And Epcot is celebrating the return of Candlelight Processional during the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, which begins November 24th through December 30th.
Yeah, very cool.
I mean, that was a lot of holiday announcements.
Compared to what Disneyland got.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Something we actually got more of this. I'll take
it. And we should, because we have four parks, not just two.
Exactly.
Disney Cruise Line has announced Halloween on the High Seas and the Very Merry Disney Cruise Line voyages are confirmed for 2024, and it says early 2025. And I'm thinking that must be because there's like a cruise that begins right after Christmas and goes into first couple days of January or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Get on another year of those.
Yep.
Walt Disney World annual pass holders will get up to 35% on stays most Sunday through Thursday nights from October 2nd to November 18th, and most nights from November 19th to December 9th. And then 40% if you can wait a day or two and go December 10th to December 25th. So this is something we've been talking about, not just us. Mm-hmm. Our friends at the Disney Crush have been talking about this.
Right.
They must know that the hotels are not selling out.
Yeah. I mean, those are pretty big discounts.
Pretty big days. I mean, you're talking about up to Christmas Day.
I mean, you're talking Thanksgiving and Christmas Day.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Which also brings back the point that they're not building new hotels. They're building new DVC resorts.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to find out the backstory on all this, but it's kind of cool.
I agree. So then regular guests, you don't have to be annual pass, or you can save up to 25% pretty much during the same time, for the same dates we're talking about. You can save up to 25% in the up through December 9th, and then 30% also in 10th through the 25th.
Yeah, of December.
Correct.
And then Disney Plus subscribers are going to get 35% off on rooms at select Disney resort hotels for stays October 22nd through November 2nd and November 26th through December 25th. Conspicuously leaving out Disney Plus Day in the middle of that.
You're right.
But they're trying to sell hotel rooms.
Yes, they are.
For sure.
Definitely.
DVC news. DVC direct sales went up a little bit in May as they recorded their best month for sales in 2023.
Yeah. There's been some pretty good promotions.
There have. And I've been kind of tracking it semi-officially. Resale prices are going up all of a sudden.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I don't see any $100 Saratoga, 100 a point Saratoga contracts anymore. They're up to like 115, 120, 125.
They are creeping.
Yeah. So, because it was only a couple months ago that we got that steal.
I know. It was a great steal.
I don't know if this is still true, but last week, low water levels in the Sasagula River forced a temporary halt to service between Disney Springs and the two Disney Vacation Club resorts, Old Key West and Saratoga, and Port Orleans.
Right.
Both of them for the boat service. So, which is amazing. I mean, I know it's still a drought because we've been in a drought for like 30 years in Florida. Even when we get 100 inches of rain in 6 months. But Kissimmee, that area has been getting some rain. So it's interesting that the water levels were that low.
Yeah, they just like suddenly dropped.
Yeah. Very interesting. One other thing, going back to Scott Gustin.
Yes.
Just because I have it on my screen right now. The Hey Disney voice assistant, also known as the Disney Magical Companion, Alexa skill is now live and available for purchase to use at home. It includes characters, stories, trivia, custom timers, etc. $5.99 a year or included for free with an Amazon Kids Plus subscription. Which I bet is more than $5.99 a year.
And when you said it, ours started talking.
Well, yeah. I guess that's cool. Like, we have them all over the house because I just don't really have that big fear that Amazon is tracking me any more than they already do.
Right.
But like, I always forget, like, is it Echo or the A word or
right,
whatever to get it to respond. I don't need a third option for that. So that said, I'm sure for $5.99 a year, we'll end up doing it.
Probably. But
what I know we won't do, because our dog chewed it up once already, so we're not going to do it again, is get the cool Mickey holder for it.
Well, we have part of the holder still.
That is true. We do.
We just don't have the face split.
Yeah.
But now that it's in a better spot, he's not messing with it.
No, right. So anyway. 17 million people went to Magic Kingdom in 2022.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
Almost 17 million went to Disneyland. That's 11 million went to Islands of Adventure.
Hmm.
10 million went to Hollywood Studios. $10 million went to Epcot. $9 million went to Animal Kingdom. You guys are missing out. Top 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
SeaWorld Orlando, 4.4 million.
Wow.
Universal Hollywood, Universal Studios Hollywood, 8.4 million. That's the next one up.
Wow.
So it kind of shows you.
Yeah.
How many more people go to Disney than all the other stuff? Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, 4 million.
Really?
Yeah, 12th.
Cool.
Up 7%.
Wow.
Magic Kingdom up 35% from 21 to 22. I mean, that's COVID.
Yeah. How about between 22 and 23?
Doesn't
say. Oh, yeah, because we haven't measured 23. Duh.
20 to 21 was almost 100% increase. 21 to 22 was 35%. But, I mean, there's a reason for that.
Right.
Disneyland was up 97% 2022 over 2021, but that's because they didn't open until 2021.
Right.
So, anyway, big attendance numbers for the parks. People are traveling again.
Yes, they are.
Canada's Wonderland in Maple, Ontario had a 524% increase 21 over 22.
Yikes.
In the top 20, Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia, California, minus 2%. Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey, minus 28%. Six Flags Great America, minus 5%. So they got three in the top 20, but all their attendance is going down.
I wonder why.
Because there's other things open, maybe? I don't know, though. They're in places, California, New Jersey, Illinois, they're in places that were not open like a year ago, so that's even worse. I guess because you can leave the state and go other places.
Oh, that's true.
So, anyway. Anyway, there's some attendance numbers. I mean, it all came out in the last day or so. So,
yeah, you know, I know.
It's news-ish. That's it for news.
It is it for news.
We don't really have anything. We haven't been to Disney. I mean, we have. We went twice. We're still holding on to that one.
I know, we still are. It'll be better late than never.
2 weeks ago and did the, and we talked about our hotel stay.
Yes.
At Saratoga. We did the Caring for Giants tour, which was super cool.
It was
so informative.
Great.
What was his name? Dom, right?
Dominic? Yeah.
Dominic?
I think it was.
He was a fantastic tour guide.
He was. And he was very adamant at the beginning, we cannot guarantee what the elephants are going to do.
And by the way, we all kind of ignore the fact that they did all three disappear for a little bit while we were there watching.
Yes.
And disappeared.
Yes.
So.
But then one of the caretakers, the cast member caretakers, kind of called two of them back.
Yeah, the zookeepers.
Yeah.
Right.
She was good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was cool.
And she was giving us nice information too, mm-hmm. being a zookeeper.
So. But Dave and Tony Ann over at the Disney Crush kind of talked about it that all this weekend. So,
mm-hmm. But it was an amazing thing.
And also, thank you, Dave and Veronica.
Yes, because that was our Christmas present.
Yeah. So it was awesome.
And we had a blast. It actually worked out way better than we thought it was going to be. I think I was completely thrilled by the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to do it again.
Yeah. Especially like when we got up there and the big Mac, I guess it was Mac, he's rubbing his head on the tree and the tree shaking.
They were really surprised by that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure his name was Dominic, said that he had never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like shaking the tree.
Yeah.
Guess he really liked its peaches.
Yeah.
It was a palm tree. Musical reference.
Yes, it was. And then the two that were just wrestling with each other, the young ones.
Yeah.
That were tussling with each other.
That was a neat thing to see too.
Yes, because you don't really see that. And then watching the young one try to act all, I'm a big dude. I'm going to stand up.
Yeah. Until Mac turned and looked at him and then he backed off. But
red like a little scaredy cat.
Yeah. So it was a very cool tour.
It really was.
You know, we've done a few of those. Keys of the Kingdom, which is, you know, probably the, for the price, probably the benchmark for Disney tours.
Yeah.
You know, you get to do a couple of rides and you get all kinds of cool information. And
you get lunch.
You get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Behind the Seeds. We've done, which Behind the Seeds for $25 a person or whatever it is fantastic.
It's a great deal and it's very cool.
But
do you know what we haven't done is the Epcot one.
The only one we haven't done? We've done a lot. We haven't done a lot.
Right. Well, the one I really want to do. Is the
Epcot World
one.
Showcase thing that we've never gotten to do, and I don't even know if they're doing it again yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
But the tours are really good, and, you know, they aren't all $3,000 for a VIP tour.
Right.
So, the three we've just mentioned, Caring for Giants, Behind the Seeds. Behind the Seeds is such a great value. Like I said, it's like $25.
Yeah.
And you get a cucumber.
Yeah, and you get a cucumber.
You don't have to get off the boat and steal one. You can just go get one. So, very cool stuff.
Yeah, it is really neat.
We're going back to Disney this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going the next weekend. Because we have friends coming to town for the summer.
Yes, we do.
And then we are going
the weekend after that.
The weekend after that. July 30th through the 4th.
Yes, but that's our annual trip.
Right, right.
The others just kind of fell in place.
Yeah, just because people are here.
Right.
So,
and we're staying at Saratoga when we go for our 4th of July trip.
Yeah. Yeah, and utilizing some of our new points with a...
One bedroom
that time. So... A treehouse kind of spoiled us, so we're going to have to step up our resort stays. It's nice to have the extra room.
It really is, especially if we're there for that period of time.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're not going to be at the parks a lot. We just want to be able to relax.
Right.
And it's easier when it's a bigger room.
Yeah, exactly. So, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No.
I didn't think so. That is going to wrap us up for episode 146.
Yep.
Yeah, 146. Thanks again, everyone, for listening to the podcast. Instagram, we are MickeyFile at MickeyFile _ podcast. Check us out on Facebook, the Facebook group. Our private group is the Mickey File Improvement District. Podcast is available everywhere you find podcasts, which you probably already know since you're listening. Best way to support the show is to subscribe, like, follow, whatever that is. Tell your friends, your family, anybody that you think might be interested in hearing more about Disney and DVC and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to do it. If you want to reach out to us by email, the email address is MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.